Now, I've been joined once more by Gavin Perrett of Hawkhurst Alternative Investments, who, when he was here way back in January, and he was just ahead of a seminar that they were holding at Mary Green Manor Hotel, he then provided some pointers in terms of alternative investment opportunities. So first off, Gavin, I have to ask you how your seminar went.
Hi there, Scott. Yes, it went really well. They're tremendous fun for us to put on. Our events always attract a diverse range of people who are essentially inquisitive, open-minded, and looking to broaden their horizons and learn something new. And and our workshops and seminars are a good environment where that can actually take place. So, yes, some new faces, some existing clients who came along to sharpen up their knowledge. And and as a result of that, there were some really interesting conversations that went on around the table.
And you've got another one coming up anytime soon, yeah?
We have. So our next event is on Wednesday, the 25th of April. And just like last time, we'll be starting at 6:30 in the evening, and we aim to finish by 8:30. But if you missed that one, we'll be doing it all over again on July the 11th and also September the 12th.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, basically, we're talking about property investment here, which, as you said last time, should not be viewed as any kind of get rich quick scheme. Can't say it. But you've got a number of tips for anyone considering taking the plunge, do you not?
I do. I think the first thing I would say, Scott, is that property investment, if it's treated like a business, will yield the best success. So some tips that I can add into that are research the area that you're investing in and make sure that it ticks all the right boxes with regards to things like transport links, access to hospitals, schools, universities, shopping centres. Have a think about who the key employers are locally and what is the level of employment currently. And I'd also be looking at what level of regeneration has taken place already and what the local council has got planned for the future in terms of regeneration.
So in other words, just like buying any house, the golden rule is location, location, location.
It is. It really is. One top tip I would give is if you're buying a property from a developer, take advantage of any site visits that are on offer. Mm-hmm. Any company that encourages meetings with a developer and the letting agents on the site, in my view, is acting with integrity and in a transparent manner. I would also suggest that you save up 6 months' worth of fixed outgoings per property as a rainy day fund. There are no guarantees in anything in life, and property is no different. This will cover you in the event of a rental void or the boiler breaking. I would also use the services of a property investment company that proactively works with the mortgage broker, the conveyancing solicitor, and the developer to ensure a smooth process. So the key there, Scott, is collaboration, having a power team of people who trust, respect, and like one another, and whose sole focus is looking after the client.
Which is very important, of course.
It is. It is. Another top tip is to also have your information set in some form of cash flow forecasting module so that you can have a clear vision of what your property investment is achieving for you now and in the future. So that really goes back to my earlier comments, Scott, about treating your property investment portfolio like a business.
Well, you must, mustn't you?
Indeed. You'd be surprised how many people don't.
And really?
Yeah, we pick up the pieces of a lot of people who have started off with all of the best intentions, but perhaps they've done things on a bit of a wing and a prayer, and we've come along to pick up the pieces and resurrect.
So how do you do that?
The first thing to do is to find out what they're trying to achieve with their property investment business, because some people don't know. They just think it's designed to make a bit more money, and actually we try and help people drill down the real reasons. What are they doing it for? Is this to help them with their retirement planning? Is it to help them fund their children's education? Once you get that baseline of intention set, we can then work on having some form of business plan in place so that we can direct them and point them in the right direction.
Yeah, good stuff. And you any more tips?
Yeah, well, I'd also suggest that properties are targeted that offer a rental yield of at least 5%. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is the average rental yield in the UK is 4.4%.
Oh, right.
So if we go at 5% and above, then we're providing a bit of a buffer for when interest rates go up.
Yep. And presumably that's something you can find out for the local estate agents, is it?
Yes, there's an abundance of information out there from local estate agents, also online, in terms of property prices and how to address yields and how to work out where the highest yields are. Well, we have our own opinions on that, and you can come and talk to us about that too. I would also suggest seeking advice on the benefits of mortgage gearing so that you can leverage against your first investment to buy more in the future.
Now, I have to be honest, I'm not familiar with the term mortgage gearing, so can you explain that in more detail?
I'll be happy to do that.
Right.
In essence, let's say that I give you £100,000 today.
That's very generous of you. My coffers are open and ready to receive them.
Well, if you were to take that £100,000 and invest that in one property, you might think that that's a great thing to do, and it might be, but I would probably encourage you to split that £100,000 into four lots of £25,000.
Oh, right.
And buy four properties, putting £25,000 down as a deposit, and £75,000 could be funded by a mortgage. And that gives you the opportunity to diversify your portfolio over potentially four different areas, therefore keeping your risk levels down, but also the growth, property growth is actually on the overall amount of the property and not just the amount of the deposit that you put down. So you can actually make more money that way as well. So it's a really good conversation to have.
Good stuff. Now, we've looked at a few of the do's. You got some don'ts?
We do have some don'ts. Right. First of all, I'm going to recommend that the listeners don't touch any investment opportunity that markets itself as no money down. Like everything in life, we have to work hard to try and create these opportunities and save up some money to get started. If somebody suggests a no money down deal, the chances are that it's highly risky. It could be illegal. And often I hear of these events sadly ending in disaster. If property investment is taken seriously and treated with respect, then it can yield excellent results for you.
So like anything else, if it looks too good to be true, it almost certainly isn't.
Exactly, exactly. Right. Also, don't assume that buying a property near where you live offers you any greater protection than a property 200 miles away. This is very much an emotional reaction to a business that demands a purely rational approach. Don't put down any less than 25% deposit when you're investing in a property. In the event of a correction in the housing market, a healthy deposit will shield you from negative equity. Don't select an accountant to help you with your tax return unless they can demonstrate a high level of knowledge of property tax, in particular the new rules for higher rate taxpayers. Knowledge of limited company purchasing and the use of such things as declarations of trust are really, really important and critical to your ongoing success. And there are a lot of really good accountants out there that can help with that. It's just it's just about asking the question and have they got that level of experience.
Yeah.
Also, don't neglect your estate planning. Your property portfolio is a business.
As
we've said several times, and that can provide a residual income to supplement and even replace your core income. So my guidance and advice to you today would be to protect that income source by utilising tax-efficient wills, trusts and lasting powers of attorneys.
In other words, you've got to use reputable solicitors who specialise in the areas of particular concern. And that's the crucial factor, is it not?
It is. A solicitor or an estate planning company that specialises in estate planning is probably the way to go with something like this.
Because a lot of solicitors do different things. They don't all concentrate on one particular area.
Exactly. You can have a firm of solicitors in the high street who will have a litigation department commercially, personal litigation, employment law, immigration law, maybe a criminal law department, and they might have a section where they deal with basic wills. But it's always worth asking the question, do they deal with trust planning and work beyond the remit of a basic will? And that will give you the answer that you need.
Yeah, so like anything, you've got to know the questions to ask.
You do.
Right.
You do.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's absolutely right. That's not a problem at all. Don't get tempted by property investment opportunities that aren't mortgageable. Growing a property portfolio relies upon the ability to leverage sensibly during a rising housing market. So let me put that into context. If you, generally speaking, to qualify for a mortgage on a buy-to-let basis, the minimum purchase price is probably going to be somewhere around £50,000. Now, you can get a two up, two down in somewhere like Hull for around £30,000, but it will need some money spent on it. And there's no guarantee after that money's been spent on it that it will be worth £50,000. So
yes,
it's very difficult for a property under £50,000 to then appreciate in value to the point where it's mortgageable. So it's worth taking that into account.
And again, presumably local estate agents can give you some tips in that.
They can. They absolutely can. Don't get put off by acquisition costs like stamp duty and processing fees. If you're buying in a rising market and the developer offers you a discount, then this will more than cover any upfront costs. So as we said at the outset, property investment is not a get-rich-quick scheme. You're in this for the long term.
Well, that's all good advice there, and a reminder that you can learn more by attending the next seminar, which is on Wednesday the 25th of April.
Yes, indeed. Aim to arrive at 6:30 for a 7 p.m. start. Hopefully our UK property evening will enable you to make informed decisions about creating and growing an impressive property portfolio. The evening will cover everything you need to know about creating a successful portfolio, from highlighting locations with high yield potential, as well as making the most of property cycles. And there'll be refreshments and a light buffet at the start of the seminar.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you very much indeed. Good luck with that one. And we look forward to seeing you again in the not too distant future when you can give us a further update.
I'll look forward to that.
Thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Gary.